USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The economy is adding fewer jobs than expected. Economists were looking for more than 550,000, but the number for November came in at just 210,000.
We certainly have work to do, there's no question about it, but I would say that, you know, we have to look at the whole picture, not just month-to-month snapshots.
That's Labor Secretary Marty Walsh. The unemployment rate fell to 4.2%. The parents of the Michigan school shooting suspect are being charged. Court documents show 15-year-old Ethan Crumley's parents are now facing four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Crumley's father legally bought the weapon on Black Friday that was later used in the shooting at a school north of Detroit. Lawyers for the parents say they're returning to the area to be arraigned after leaving due to safety concerns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
The Biden administration has scrapped plans for the border wall with Mexico, but Texas is pushing forward with privately built fencing. Major Michael Perry with the Texas Military Department says they're starting a new phase.
I will verify that we are now doing it in the Rio Grande Valley without getting into specifics, so we have started our temporary infrastructure in the Rio Grande Valley.
He said they're approaching a completion of around 6 miles with more land that's ready for construction. The defense team for Ghislaine Maxwell, better known as one-time girlfriend of the late disgraced financier and sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, is expected to challenge a former employee of his today. Juan Alessi testified at Maxwell's sex abuse trial in New York City that he drove two girls he believed were underage to Epstein's estate in Palm Beach, Florida, and said that he saw the girls spending time with Epstein and Maxwell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The 2022 Winter Olympics is set to get underway in February, but Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says the Olympics shouldn't even be happening in Beijing.
I called for moving venues 2 years ago when it was more feasible. That would be the ideal outcome because we don't want the Chinese Communist Party to pocket a massive propaganda victory.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This comes after Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai vanished after making sexual assault allegations against a former Chinese vice premier, although the International Olympic Committee claims they have spoken to her and she is safe. Early Friday morning, thieves raided a jewelry store at a mall in San Jose, California, and got away with thousands of dollars worth of jewels. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said during her briefing Thursday that the COVID-19 pandemic is one of the root causes of this new pattern of smash-and-grab robberies across California. San Jose Democrat Mayor Sam Liccardo disagrees.
I think criminals are at the root of smash and grab crimes, and criminals come up with new arrangements every time that we catch them on the old ones, and this is just the nature of criminal enforcement.
In an effort to crack down on crime, Liccardo wants to use COVID relief money to fund license plate scanners. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.